AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A Chicago police officer is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of a black teenager 13 months ago and the release of a video that shows the officer shooting Laquan McDonald 16 times in a matter of seconds has sparked a protest. Our Sevilla Tureen is there.
For the most part, it's been peaceful. There were a few flare-ups where things got tense with some shouting back and forth and a few protesters who were taken away by police. But it's largely been peaceful.
City officials had urged calm before that video was released. President Vladimir Putin is upset after a Russian warplane was shot down by Turkey. President Obama is urging both countries to carefully consider their response to the incident.
At a news conference with visiting French President François Hollande, the president said he hopes cooler heads will prevail.
Hopefully, this is a moment in which all parties can step back and make a determination as to how their interests are best served.
But he says this does highlight the danger of Russia pursuing its own agenda in the crowded skies over Syria, where coalition warplanes are striking Islamic State militants while the Russians mostly hit Bashar Assad's foes. Still, Vladimir Putin calls the shootdown a stab in the back by the terrorists' accomplices, while NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance stands with member Turkey. Mark Smith at the White House.
Canada is opening its doors to 10,000 Syrian refugees by the end of the year, with another 15,000 being allowed in by the end of February. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodall says the refugees will be thoroughly screened.
This work that is necessary to both protect the refugees and protect Canadians would be top quality work.
A British terrorism expert says three-fourths of the people who leave their countries to fight for the Islamic State extremist group are recruited through friends, and 20% through family members. Scott Atran says that research has found that radicalization rarely occurs in mosques. This is AP Radio News. People who bought chicken salad at Costco before Friday are being warned to throw it away. The salad is being linked to 19 people who have been sickened by E. coli. No deaths have been reported in the current outbreak. Thousands of power customers in Spokane, Washington are still in the dark nearly a week after a windstorm ripped apart power lines, trees, and the electrical grid. Governor Jay Inslee is considering whether to ask for federal disaster assistance for the region. In New York, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going ahead, but with tight security. This is Police Chief Department James O'Neill.
This year, for the first time, our force will be supplemented by approximately 200 freshly trained armed critical response command cops, working along with our police officers from the Strategic Response Group.
New York officials are stressing there is no known threat in the city for this week. Pope Francis has begun a pilgrimage to three African nations. His first stop is in Kenya. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.